Greetings, user defenders. Remember me, your faithful host? Well, maybe I haven't been so faithful lately. I have taken quite a bit of a hiatus, as I have a feeling you may have noticed. I think the last episode that I released in season was in November with Shahina. I think that was episode 70. And then I released a very special recording live from an event apart Denver in January of 2020. That's when we were all innocent. Do you remember? We were all innocent and we hadn't experienced COVID and the racial injustice so clearly seen this year. Not that it's new, but it's just been very, very exposed this year. So all that to say, is it safe to say 2020 has kind of sucked so far? I'm usually a really optimistic guy, and I'm always excited about the new years. I'm always excited about the fresh starts, and normally they shape up pretty good, but this one has really just bit the big one, I'm telling you. All that to say, again, I'm still very hopeful. I'm very optimistic. I know things can get better and will get better. I hope, at least. I know that we've learned a lot, right, through the COVID stuff. We've learned a lot how to, I hate to say wash our hands. I think we all knew how to do that. Maybe we're a little more diligent than we were before. And then these masks seem like they're going to become a mainstay for quite a while, for the foreseeable future. All that to say, okay, I just wanted to come back on here and explain what's been going on with the show, what's been going on with me, why there hasn't been a new episode in really 6 months. And there's a really good reason, not just everything I just explained that's happened this year. That could be reason enough, I suppose. But I've gone through some significant transitions myself this year. And actually, it all began actually last year, right around when I did release the last episode with Shahina in November. I did receive my job loss notice. After 6.5 years of service, I was being laid off at the company I'd been at. And, you know, of course, it sucks to be laid off right before the holidays. That wasn't fun at all, but my company was very gracious. I will give them a lot of credit for giving me plenty of notice. My layoff date was January 3rd of 2020, so they gave me nearly 2 months notice, and so they were extremely gracious through that whole process. But you know, the job seeking. Defenders, those of you who are looking or have been looking, especially after COVID, I know a lot of you have been affected by unemployment. The numbers don't lie, right? And I've heard your voices on Twitter and through email and through my DMs and everything, and through the community, of course, as well. I know how hard this can be firsthand. I have felt your pain. I felt your, just of what it's like before COVID, I felt how hard it was to find a job. Harder than I thought it would be. I mean, it's been about 10 years, honestly, since I've had to pound the pavement, because my transition for the 6.5 year job before that was fairly quick. So I've learned a lot, and I definitely want to be sharing. I will be sharing with you in the near future, I hope, about what I've learned about job seeking and UX. And so be on the lookout for that. My empathy abounds for you defenders if you're in that situation. Let me just continue my story. I was able to find a job fairly quickly after my actual release date of January 3rd. I was able to interview with a wonderful organization. And I want to thank Doug Collins. Many of you probably have heard of him and seen him on Twitter. He's definitely one of our big influencers in UX. And I got to know him a little bit through the show and through Twitter. And he was really instrumental in notifying me of this opportunity in Denver. And I was able to get on board this organization and just super, super challenged. I'm going to read an article in a minute, just really explaining a little more about that, but that I wrote recently. But I realized that not all of you have read my article. Actually, probably very few of you have. So I feel like it occurred to me, this is the way to communicate with you is through the podcast. Many of you, I should say this is the primary way, because many of you are simply subscribed to the podcast and wait for episodes to come out. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for your subscribing and keeping alert. And I apologize again for the super long delay and kind of updating you on what's been going on and why there haven't been very many episodes at all in a while. So rambling on here, I just wanted to tell you that I did land a job that is still, I may be transitioning again. I'm not quite sure yet. I did get another notice date due to COVID. We were impacted. We thought we were going to make it, but we were impacted. So I do have a pending layoff date in mid-July if another contract doesn't open up for us, which we're trying to pivot to. But all that to say, I'm going to share an article with you. If you're still with me, thank you for sticking around. I wrote an article that it really explains everything that's kind of taken place here, apart from the recent news I just shared about another possible pounding of pavement for me. So here goes. When I started User Defenders podcast in 2015, everything I was learning about being a new podcaster told me that I needed to, at a minimum, show up every week with new content. I was hearing things like, if you're not consistent, you're non-existent. So being a naive new podcaster and content creator, I thought I could and must follow this protocol for my audience, you, to notice and catch on to what I was trying to do with the show. So that's what I did for at least the first 6 months or so, until I realized firsthand just how much work goes into releasing even one episode. And y'all know my episodes, I've got special artwork that I try to do for most of the guests. And there's transcripts now, and there's show notes and timestamps, and not to mention the editing process is very grueling, because I'm kind of a perfectionist. I really do take a lot of pride in the quality and in the output. I've done the editing for the last probably 10 episodes or so, and it's hard, but it's my baby, you know, so I've definitely gone above and beyond there, and it takes a long time. So all that to say, I went off on a tangent there briefly. I'm going to get back to the article, but just to explain kind of how much work goes into even releasing one episode. I then changed the frequency of the show to bi-weekly with no breaks. And then as that became difficult to sustain, I added seasons with up to 12 episodes. And then I brought the number down to 8 episodes per season, because like I said before, if 8 is good enough for Master of Puppets, it's good enough for me. You see, it's not just about me anymore. In fact, it hasn't been since I stood before God and a group of witnesses at the altar in 1999 with my beloved, and I said, I do until the Lord we do see. So 20 years later, I'm happy to report that I'm still joyfully married. Sometimes it's not, if I'm being real, all right? Marriage is hard, but it's worth it when you find the right one. So our family has quadrupled in size. We have 6 children in practically every stage of child development, from 18 all the way to 3 and everything in between. My wife has commented on several occasions that I always tend to start a new venture every time we have a new baby. Notably, and she's right, I have. Notably, it was my MySpace famous band Ralph Hinkley Syndrome in 2009 after our son Ben was born. He's 11 now. And it was User Defenders after our daughter Emery was born. She's 6 now. Needless to say, every single one of my ventures has been a juggling act of family and faith, as is to be expected. I'm proud to say that UD has been and still is a labor of love, as I've dedicated countless thousands of hours and dollars to get it off the ground and growing by releasing powerful and inspiring content on a consistent basis for nearly 5 years now. Up until recently, as we know. I've hit some recent bumps and life transitions, all eventually good things that have caused me to reflect on the driving force behind every venture I've undertaken till now, and it continues to be. It's excellence. Just before the holidays, late last year, as I mentioned earlier, after 6.5 years of service, my company gave me a layoff notice. Reality check. All of a sudden, I'm remembering, after not having to pound the pavement for nearly 10 years, how hard it can be to land a job in UX. And like I said before, my empathy now abounds, fellow defenders. After a few emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually draining months of trying to sell myself and convince companies of how awesome I am, I hate that, I was able to get back on my feet again at a wonderful organization that believes in the superpower of UX. So much so that they created a brand new team of specialists with a great leader who has some very lofty goals, especially in the next 6 months, to get our UX practice off the ground. I already know this is going to be the most challenging and rewarding role of my entire career. In fact, I'm convinced I'm going to grow more in my UX career this year than I have the previous 6.5. And because I believe Oprah when she says you can have anything in life you want, you just can't have everything you want. In order to stay married, focused, and effective at my new job, I'm going to slow down production and future episode releases of User Defenders. And you know that I have. I actually wrote this in March 22nd, Defenders, just for context there. And I know, again, like I said, it's been painfully clear that I have slowed down. And I apologize again for not being at least a little more communicative about what's been going on. Because I love and believe in this show and especially you so much, I wouldn't do this unless I felt it absolutely necessary for proper balance, order, and sustainability. I also want to make sure that it's clear that User Defenders is not ceasing, just creating some much needed space and balance. I will still be releasing new episodes, and thankfully my manager has been pretty cool about me doing that on my breaks, just on my own time. So it'll just be when I can rather than because I can and must. And in fact, I do have two awesome episodes coming out soon, one with Jared Spool and one with Jeff Gottelf. Those guys, neither of those guys probably need an introduction. Those are coming up in the near future. I am looking for sponsors for those. So if you or someone you know is looking to get their UX-related product, service, or event in front of amazing, amazing listeners, please reach out to me. You can do that at sponsorship@userdefenders.com. So if my superpower of empathy is still finely dialed in, and if you've made it this far, I can sense your disappointment and feel your pain. I also know that you are very self-aware and empathic, and believe you also have empathy for where I'm at in this season of life and career. In between episode releases, I'll still be active in the User Defenders community with the amazingly smart, inspiring, and empathic defenders there, of which you are most certainly invited to be counted among us. If you go to community.userdefenders.com, you can get in there and check it out. I do have that episode coming out pretty soon. I've got to record it first, but about sharing with you what I've learned while trying to land a job in UX. I know you'll find value in it now or in the future if you ever get your layoff notice or throw cold water in your manager's face. But you'd never do that, right? Right? So all that to say, I need to slow down for now. Things could certainly change again in the future, as we know, and as I did mention, they may be come mid-July, we'll see. But I want to close this out by offering a sincere, heartfelt thanks for being on this journey with me. I always say this, and I always mean this, you are why I do this. I feel really proud of the fact that after nearly 5 years of podcasting, which the introvert in me still can't believe I do, I've never paid for one ad to promote this show. All growth has been entirely organic. I'm a firm believer in the paraphrased words of my virtual mentor, Seth Godin when he says, if you want to be remarkable, you don't have to spam and annoy folks. Simply make something worth remarking about. Excellence and high quality has always been the benchmark for everything I do on this show, and it always will be. You are also a huge part of the growth of this show by, in fact, remarking about it. Thank you sincerely for talking about it to your designer friends, sharing episodes on Twitter and other social channels, and mentioning User Defenders. Even though the episode releases will slow down during this next season of life, I'll still be active on the User Defenders community, Twitter, at User Defenders, and honestly, not as much on the email list, but I'm hoping to work on that, y'all. I really am, because I know how valuable that communication can be as well, and I appreciate those of you who have trusted me with your email address. And by the hammer of Grabthar, I will never sell you out, ever. I never have, and I never will. So if you want to get on the email list, you can do that at userdefenders.com/join. Reach out to me anytime. I always love engaging with you and encouraging you on your important design journey. And last but definitely not least, fight on, my friend. Jason, your host and friend. That's the article I wrote again in March, really when all of this poop was hitting the fan with COVID and everything. So I felt like I don't normally do that. I don't normally read my articles that I've written word for word. Maybe I should, because again, I realize that there's only a small handful of you who actually do read the articles and even know that they're out there in the world. So I may do that more often as another way even to stay connected with you and to kind of keep you updated here on this channel. This is really the main channel. You know, I've been doing a lot of things offline. And when I say offline, I mean away from the podcast feed. I've been doing a lot of live events at the User Defenders community, which have been wonderful and valuable. But I realize it's, you know, you really, it's the 80-20 rule, right? It occurred to me, it kind of slapped me in the face, like 20% of the effort should produce 80% of the result in an ideal world. And what that really means is, like, find what your core aspect is, your core element of your business, your job, your whatever it is you're doing that you're really good at. Find that 20% that produces 80% of the results. And I realize it's really this feed that I have sadly and apologetically ignored for nearly 6 months now. And so I am going to do a better job of trying to put stuff out there in the world, even if it's just, again, like even if it's reading an article, or even if it's just saying, hey, what's up, Defenders? See you later. Hey, big gulps. All right. See you later. Anyway, so I'm going to do that. And stay tuned, please. Stay tuned. Subscribe. Even though I know that there hasn't been new episodes, please subscribe at userdefenders.com/subscribe, and I will do my best to continue to trickle out content in the midst of everything that I just shared with you that's going on in my world. And again, got some cool episodes coming up with Jared Spool and Jeff Godhelf, and I'll be continuing to do interviews very slowly, though. I've been very selective about those because of everything going on, and again, because of all the work that goes into releasing even one episode. But there will be more content, even that monologue coming out on the job search. Be on the lookout for that. I have learned a lot. I'm not an expert. I don't know if anybody is, and I don't know if anybody would want to be an expert in job seeking. It kind of says that you can't stay somewhere for very long, and that is a red flag for a lot of employers. So, of course, we don't want to be experts at it, but we do have to know how to approach this. So anyway, yeah, again, if you know anybody that's you yourself, or if you know anyone that may be interested in sponsoring those episodes, I've got an exclusive sponsor package that I'm working on that's a month long, where I go all in for you and your organization or your event or whatever it is, your service, product. And I've got some cool offerings that will go with that. So feel free to reach out, sponsorship@userdefenders.com, if that's you. So just with all that, continue to fight on, my friends. Continue to just go all in on making a difference. This is a really, really strange time to be alive in the world. I'd say even especially in America, just with everything that's been going on, like all of the racial injustice against black people, and I've just been appalled at what I've seen, even just within the past 2 months, especially starting with, of course, George Floyd. And I mean, we've all been shocked. I mean, and Will Smith said it, racism hasn't gotten worse, it's just being filmed. And it's going to change, and it has to change, right? So keep fighting on, keep doing good. There's a lot of good in the world still. And I know those of you listening, you are the good that we need to see in the world. You are the good. You are the change. So keep fighting on in that. Keep being there for one another. I hope you're well. I hope you're healthy. I hope that your family is doing well, your loved ones, your friends. Again, feel free to reach out anytime if you need encouragement, or if you're, this is all mentally, very mentally taxing for all of us. It's been a big trial. So I know that all of us have been rocked by this and by this year. So, but we're going to get through this. Like I always say, and it's so true, I believe it, we're better together. So let's get better together. And again, the User Defenders community is open, where we have been able to encourage each other through this time. I'm here for you. And there's always a brighter day. That's the voice I heard in my head when I was going to drive off an overpass at my darkest, darkest moment in my life. This was a long time ago, but I heard this voice, and I know whose voice it was. I know that voice came from heaven. It was in my heart, in my ears, saying, hey, if you do this, you can never make it right. There's always a brighter day. And I believe that. I know that's true. And I hope you do too. And again, I'm here for you. I love you. And I'm grateful for you. And seriously, sincerely, last but not least, fight on, my friends.